It is Tuesday, May 31st, and it's been a bit since I've done a podcast, but I've been wanting to do a podcast on movie reviews. So, and just different pop culture happenings. So, yesterday I went to the movies to go see Top Gun Maverick. Now, just to give you a little background on my experience with the original Top Gun, I never saw it when it came out. I just watched it recently on Netflix. And when I watched it, I actually didn't really care for it. I thought it was just kind of meh. I didn't believe the relationship between Tom Cruise and Kelly McGillis. It was, and to me, that was supposed to be a big part of the movie, and I just didn't buy it. And it just wasn't an exciting movie to me. So the trailers were coming out for Top Gun Maverick, and I'm like, do I want to see this? Because I know it's a big summer movie. Tom Cruise usually makes really good summer movies, blockbuster movies. I haven't liked all of them. I'm a big Mission Impossible fan. I loved all the Mission Impossible movies. Well, not loved all of them. I loved the majority of them. So when it came time to see this movie, I was like, you know what? It's getting a lot of good reviews. Sometimes reviews aren't accurate, especially critics' reviews. But the audience reviews were good. So, and I know everyone has their different opinion. So me and my 11-year-old went and saw it yesterday. She didn't really want to see it. I kind of had to make her go see it. I had to make her watch a 5-minute recap of the original Top Gun so she wouldn't be totally lost with what was going on in this movie. So we went yesterday. It was pretty packed at the theater. We went to the 11 o'clock showing. And let me tell you, that was a great movie. It was a fantastic movie. It was, it's really hard to explain or put in words, but I enjoyed it so much. I got even choked up at times, you know, because it was so many things going on. But it had a nostalgic feel, and it was just done right. You know, it was family friendly. I think there was maybe one like really hard curse word, but that was toward the end, and the situation where it happened was like, okay, I don't curse, I don't like to hear cursing, but that was in a scene, and you know, that happened. There was no sex scenes, not really. It was like a really light scene between Tom Cruise and Jennifer Collins' characters, and it definitely wasn't like the scene in the original Top Gun. And I actually bought their relationship more than I did him and Kelly McGillis. So the movie was just, it was just fantastic from beginning to end. There was no boring parts. It was just good from the beginning till the end. Now, as far as Tom Cruise was great. Jennifer Connelly was great. Miles Teller was great. The supporting players were all good. Now, something that I was really interested in, because they had the female, and there were two females, but that were in the flight team, but you really didn't see the one female that much. But the main female was, whose call sign was Phoenix, was great. And the one thing that I really enjoyed about it was she was a like a top female fighter pilot with the guys. But you never got that she was trying to be a guy. You know, she wasn't trying to fit in with them. She was who she was. She was good at what she did. And she was a believable character. You know, she wasn't, and I like the fact that they didn't do that. And then one of the main things that I enjoyed about this movie was it was not woke. They were not trying to push wokeness, any LGBT stuff. You know, it was just an enjoyable movie that the whole family could watch. It was 2 hours and 11 minutes, I believe, but it went by pretty fast. And I'm a big Marvel fan. I'm a superhero movie fan. But it was actually nice to watch a movie that wasn't a superhero movie. Because this was a movie about real life heroes. Well, not that the characters in the movie were real life, but people who are actually fighter pilots, they're real people. And there was you knew that there were stakes in this movie. I mean, I was on the edge of my seat because you didn't know if somebody was gonna die, you know? So it was really, man, I would recommend this movie to anyone. I am probably gonna go see it again. So if you like good movies, good summer movies, big blockbusters, go see this movie. Thanks. Have a good day.